بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. With me, Atta, the host of this program, Sheikh Karimi, who is over here to talk about today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
So, Sheikh Karimi, how these two come together? Saying Iyyaka nasta'in in our salah and seeking the help from Ahlul Bayt or doing tawassul. Are these two concepts contradictory or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we have repeatedly mentioned in this program, when we are going to deduce a religious and theological belief from the verses of the Quran, we need to pay attention to all the verses related to that topic, not only one verse. So it's true that we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, it is only you that we worship and only from you we seek help.
That's right.
But it doesn't mean that we cannot seek help from other people, because sometimes some Wahhabis, they claim that you Shia say إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, only you we seek help from, but you seek help from the Ahlul Bayt. Mm-hmm. Now the question is that as Wahhabis, don't you seek help from other people? Do you do everything that you need in your life yourself? You want to buy something. Do you say, oh Allah, give me, for example, bread? Or you seek help from other people? So it's very when you are sick, do you say, oh Allah, cure me? Or you seek help from the physician?
That's right.
And so on and so forth. So it means that we have not understood this verse properly. There is no contradiction between seeking help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking help from other people, in our case, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So the point is that the message of such verses like Iyyaka nasta'in, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the fact that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is independent.
Mm-hmm.
So independently speaking, we only ask for help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
And if we ask help from other people, it is not because of the fact that they are also independent. No. Whatever power they have, they are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we seek help from a physician to cure us, we do not believe that Allah is one agent, the physician is one agent. No. If the physician has any power, he has or she has their power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you ask any Shia that when you do tawassul to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for example,
yes,
do you believe that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is able to answer to your request independently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is very clear. The answer is negative.
All right.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam is going to act as intermediary between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have no independence.
All right.
Is one point.
Okay. So this does not mean that we must go straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
We have two options.
Okay.
And both of them are accepted based on the religious teachings. We can directly talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for a request. And we have also the option to do that through the concept of tawassul. O Allah, for example, forgive my sins because of, for example, Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
Or Imam Hussein alayhi salam, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive my sins.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are rooted in the verses of the Quran, okay, and the narrations. Of course, the second way to do it through the intermediaries is more encouraged.
But the final goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sure say that.
Why do I say that? It is, again, rooted in the verses of the Quran. I just refer to some of them. For example, we know that when the brothers of Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salam, They wronged their brother, and later they regretted their actions. They came to Yaqub, their father, and they said, Ya Abana, istaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khatin. Oh Father, you ask God to forgive us. We have wronged our brother.
Our brother, that's right.
So Yaqub didn't tell them that you are doing shirk, as Wahhab is claiming, you are committing polytheism, while you are asking me to do istighfar. Do it yourself. You directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. He said, Sawfa astaghfiru lakum Rabbi. I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Which means that Yaqub is confirming that request.
All right.
And this is, I mean, logical, justified, meaningful, because as a wrongdoer person, I may feel ashamed to talk directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I realize that my father, Yaqub, is an infallible prophet. If he asks forgiveness for me, it will be more beneficial and more influential. That is why Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, an infallible prophet, he is accepting the request of his sons. That's or right. Also the case of our Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter An-Nisa, verse 64, and this is an answer to your question, which options is available for us. Right. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. When the Muslims, they do some wrong actions, they commit sins, they need to do two things. فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ. First of all, directly they talk to God, they ask for forgiveness, and also وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ. The Prophet also asked God to forgive them. So you see, both options are mentioned in the verses of the Quran and also the narrations. Again, right. Chapter Muhammad, verse 19. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. O Prophet, know that there is no God except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And ask for forgiveness for yourself and also for the believers.
All right.
So even Allah is commanding the Prophet that ask for forgiveness for the believers, which means that we are allowed to ask the Prophet, oh Prophet, please pray for us.
Okay.
So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive us.
That's all right. Okay. This is a question, and we said in the plural format, you know, I mean, we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, isn't it? The letter noon shows that the people in congregation are doing so, Shaykh, isn't it? I mean, it shows that at the end of the day, when we are making a prayer to even the Ahlul Bayt, the ultimate goal must be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes from the side of the people as a whole, okay? As a population, as a community, to one, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it so?
Yeah, I mean, in this verse specifically, I mean, we are asking that in a plural form, but doesn't mean that we are not able to see it in singular
form. In singular form,
we can
right.
say that Iyyaka a'budu wa Iyyaka asta'in.
All right.
I mean, as a prayer, as a supplication. Because of the fact that in this verse, we are addressing God as a group of, as a community of the believers, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say that we only worship Him as a community.
That's right.
Having said that, as I mentioned, these are a couple of verses in the Noble Book of Quran referring to the fact that when it comes to the concept of tawassul, it is rooted in the verses of the Quran. And we have another interesting verse. Sometimes people say that, okay, for a spiritual request, we may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us because of the Prophet, or we may ask the Prophet to ask for forgiveness. But the Quran says that even for your material request, you may also refer to the Prophet and the Imams, that they pray for you. So for example, sometimes I go to the Holy Shrine of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, I say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, because of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, I mean, cure my illness. Or give me a house, for example, or provide me the means to get married.
That's right.
And sometimes I address Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam that, oh Imam, please, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me this and this.
All right.
Usually the scholars say that the better way is to ask God because of the Imam, but also to address the Imam, understanding that Imam is an intermediary, he's not independent is also accepted. Mm-hmm. But the point is that, as I mentioned, the material needs are also okay because of some verses that we have in the Quran and, of course, many narrations. For example, chapter Baqarah, verse 61. Regarding Banu Israel, the children of Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَسْبِرَ عَلَىٰ تَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. When you, that is the children of Israel, you said, O Moses, we will not put up with one kind of food. فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. So invoke your Lord for us, so that he may bring forth for us of that which the earth grows. So you see, the children of Israel, they are asking Musa alayhi salam to pray God to give them different kinds of foods. So here it's not a spiritual request. It is a material request. Mm-hmm. And even they mention the details of the food, like min baqlaha wa qitha'iha wa fumaha wa 'adasaha wa basalaha. It's greens and cucumbers, it's garlic, lentils, and onions. So when it comes even to different kinds of food, here in this case, the children of Israel, they are not asking God directly. They ask their prophet, O Musa, you ask God to give us such kinds of food, which is again giving us a message that, that for everything that we need, we can directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or indirectly through the prophet, through the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Even a pious person, you know, we can ask him to do dua for me.
That's
okay?
The point. Okay. That's the point.
I mean, it can be a simple pious person. We ask him, and we say, Al-Tamasa dua, asking him and seeking for his prayer for us. This also could be possible.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
And all the people do so. That's right. We must not go to extremes. I mean, sometimes the people, for example, going paying visit to a holy tomb or something, they replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same person. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The ultimate goal is not that person.
Yeah, we should not forget that.
That is why you see
that in almost in all the ziyarah texts, visitation texts that we read for the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, we begin by repeating, for example, Allahu Akbar 34 times to remind us to remember that the independent cause is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And through the visitation text, we always say, repeat the name of Allah, Allah, Allah.
Yes.
For example, you are Abdullah.
Yes.
And Allah has sent you as a guide. So this repetition of the name of Allah is just a reminder that we should not forget the fact that the main cause, the independent cause, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are the most virtuous people acting as intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are referring to them, it is because of the fact that Allah has commanded us to do so based on the verse, wabtaghu ilayhi al-wasila, seek a means to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
For instance, at the beginning of Ziyaratul Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi, we are recommended to say 100 times Allahu Akbar, okay?
Exactly.
Because the main content is about the Shia Imams and the Ahlul Bayt, but the Imam himself did not forget to recommend the people and suggest the people by saying Allahu Akbar 100 times. That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. Is there any contradiction between Iyyaka Nasta'in and seeking help from the Ahlul Bayt? For sure it's not. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Please. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الرحمن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن